Hallelujah. You are a co-creator with God. Our proof text will be taken from the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 19. It says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God." Talking about being a co-creator with God, when God designed you originally, He designed you to share some likeness with Him and to also exercise dominion, and at the same time be a source of something new. I mean, He made you to also be a creative. God is a creative. Therefore, if you were made in His image and likeness, you are also a creative. When man fell from the realms of glory, as the scripture has said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Man was unable to exercise any form of authority anymore because he has left that realm. As a matter of fact, when God Almighty originally created man, man was operating in a particular realm, in a particular spiritual frequency. And as a result, man was able to exercise the ability, since he is in that realm, to bring things into being. Everything that you see today is able to come into manifestation because man is conscious and is in a particular realm. Now, every idea that drops in your mind, or the ability to conceive an idea originally, signifies that you are in a particular realm, the realm of being a creative. God did not make anybody without the ability to conceive an original idea. But among us, there are a lot of persons that lack the ability to connect with the Heavenly Father, with that frequency. Therefore, they always ride on the ability of others who have new ideas. In other words, they find themselves competing against those who have the original connection with God, who are in the frequency of conception of new ideas. The reason why there's so many trouble in the world today is simply because people generally have lost the ability. They are not in the realm, I mean the spiritual frequency, where they could conceive a new idea. Therefore, they try to beat and compete with anyone with a new idea. There was not supposed to be any problem in the world. The problem we have is that those who conceive new ideas have those who do not have any idea to compete with. Listen and listen good. If you have the notion that there is no God by the reason of the way you behave and act, it will be very difficult for you to operate in the realms of being a creative, because the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, is the inspiration behind every new idea. So what am I trying to say in essence? Take your time to find your way back home. I mean, find your way back into the presence of God by receiving Jesus faithfully as your Lord and Savior. Receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior gives you an opportunity to reassess the realms where you can operate with God. You have heard the statement, with God, all things are possible. If you are on the same frequency, I mean, if you are in alignment with the frequency where God Almighty dwells, all things will be possible for you. You can't do nothing without God. This is the reason why the Bible says that by power and might shall no man prevail. You being a co-creator with God was the original plan God Almighty had before the fall. And the only way through which you can reassess that realm is through Jesus Christ. When you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he said in his word that his spirit, which you would inherit, will guide and lead you into all truth. Hallelujah. He said, no man can come unto the Father except by him. So there is no way you can get the best out of life. There is no way you can do anything without receiving Christ and becoming a devoted follower of him. Each and every time that you have an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do it with all your heart. You are doing it for your own good. God is good. So, as soon as you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will be able to reassess the promises God Almighty made to you in his word. I mean, the original plan God Almighty has for you, which is stated in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, and 28. He says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fishes of the sea and the birds of the air. Now, whatsoever is written there is not history. It is the actual place where God Almighty wants you and I to operate from. Talking about the Bible reference, Romans chapter 8, verse 19. It says, the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. If you are now a child of God, it means you now share in his divine nature. And if you share in his divine nature, God Almighty embodies the heaven and the earth. Like the book of Luke 17 verse 21 says, neither shall you say, lo here, nor lo there, for the kingdom of heaven is within. If the kingdom of heaven is now resident in you, then the world is waiting for you. A lot of us are going after the things of the world, whereas the world are actually waiting for us to manifest. If you embody wealth, good health, life in abundance, you are meant to express it. You are meant to manifest it. If anyone is sick around you, you are meant to lay hands on them and they will recover. Laying hands on anyone that is sick is one of the manifestations of what you now embody, because you embody God's intention. And one of God's intention is for people to live in good health, even as their souls prosper. One of the intentions of God is that you, for his namesake, will walk the path of righteousness. So you will be under the obligation, under the pressure, supernatural pressure, to always want to do the right thing, because you now embody his kingdom. To be a co-creator with God is to have a deep understanding of your striking resemblance with God, of all there is to be in a relationship with God. God is good. You have often heard that one with God is majority. If you are one with God, it means you embody God's kingdom. Everything, the good life, good health, abundance, prosperity, wisdom, knowledge, you possess all about God. And one of the things God possesses is authority, power. You naturally possess that authority because you now embody him. Now, Peter and John, when they saw the man that was begging for assistants at the Beautiful Gate, they told him, look at us. That language is more than an ordinary language. They told him to focus on them. In other words, they told that man's supernatural self to focus on their own supernatural self and begin to see God's intention for him. And they told him, silver nor gold, we have none. Such as we have, we offer unto you. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus they mentioned there, they were trying to tell him that without Christ, we wouldn't have been able to gain access to be able to embody God's original intention for the man. See, the name of Jesus is not just a name you call as a good luck charm. The name of Jesus is an opportunity for you to honor the one who gave you access. I mean, to acknowledge the one that gave you access to the realms of the supernatural. And when you do so, the Bible says that whatsoever you shall ask the Father, when you acknowledge me, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Do not make prayer an event that you only undertake once in a while. As a matter of fact, a moment of prayer is an opportunity to maintain that consciousness. I mean, to align with the kingdom of God, which is now within you. May God bless his word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.